very lovely.
Oh, well, thank you.
Cool. Well, are you about ready to get rolling then? Should we get this party
Yeah.
started? All right. I'm gonna do a little intro and we'll do our thing.
Is the laptop still making that noise? Oh, it was making like a noise like I thought it was gonna blow up. Oh, sorry, go ahead, Bill.
Hey, welcome to the office there, fellow maker and prop tarts in the chat. It's time for Prop Live Q&A. I'm Bill, and that's Jackie. Hey, Jackie.
Hi guys. Hi Bill and chat.
Hi. We've got and very active chat already. Very excited
Yay.
members of the prop tarts there. We got the Egg Sisters hanging out with us. We got our buddy Silent Warlock is there. We got Spicy Tie Design. We got
Oh
Alex.
yay.
We got Eonolith. The whole gang is here, and
All the people.
we're all very excited to talk prop and costume making with our friend Jackie,
Yay, I love talking to you guys.
we just saw at BlizzCon.
I miss it so much.
You were all over the place at BlizzCon.
I was, yes. I was around a lot. And I was in costume more than I've ever been at any convention.
Yeah.
I think I was always just in costume, except for like when I went to sleep.
That was and it what an impressive costume it was too. It was I know it was Pharah, and I don't know which skin it was. Which Pharah skin did you have?
It was Mecha Queen.
Mecha Queen
Mecha Queen
Pharah,
dress.
yeah.
Yeah.
So
It
I'm gonna
looks a lot like a
go.
Gundam.
Yes, it does have a very Gundam vibe
But I
to it.
couldn't say that on camera
No.
because
No.
reasons, obviously.
And when you say on camera, you mean for all of the BlizzCon virtual ticket stuff that you did.
Yes. I got to be a part of the virtual ticket. It was a lot of fun. A lot of the people in the chat watched it, and thank you guys for supporting me. It was very scary to work for like the company of my dreams. I felt very kind of like a fish flapping around, like I didn't know if it was going to turn out all right. So I'm glad that it was well received.
I'm just grabbing some pictures to show up on screen here of your awesome costume. Hanging out in front of all of the other cosplayers there at the convention center. Looking very shiny. Very, very shiny.
Gosh, I went to grab a dog that was coming up between the seat and the desk, and I thought it was the lightweight skinny dog, and it was the heavy, hefty one. This is Sophie, everybody. Sophie doesn't make it onto the streams very much. Oh, she loves
Oh,
lipstick.
hello. Hello there,
Okay,
Sophie.
Sophie.
So the armor, your Mecha Queen Pharah armor, that was all Pepakura, I believe.
Yeah, it was like so it was Pepakura, but I used the Pepakura for foam as
Yes.
well. So it was, yeah. Some pieces were all paper though, just coated. Like the gauntlets and the shoulders were paper, so they were hollow, and they were really lightweight. Like very, very lightweight. Like scary, the shoulders. I just wasn't sure if they were there sometimes. I was like, oh gosh, have I knocked it off?
That's awesome. Brittany did a lot of Pepakura to foam for her Probius, actually.
Oh
So,
really?
yeah. It's
Oh, I haven't
interesting.
caught up on your.
You do have to do a bit of tweaking to accommodate for
Yeah.
things like the thickness of the foam and rounding all of your seams and edges. But that can be a
Yes.
really, if you have access to like 3D files, that can be a good way to pattern stuff out. If you have
Yeah.
just a little bit of 3D chops, you can get some really cool looking stuff that way.
Yeah, if you have like the Pepakura designer, you can do like the snip. It's like the disjoin and the rejoin. So like it's so easy to and you can adjoin adjacent faces to like take all those little notches away. And I don't know, I mean it's pretty easy to simplify that stuff. It looks crazy when you first see it,
Yeah.
but you just take like couple of hours, you'll save yourself so much time.
Now, speaking of patterns, you've got some patterns for some different things that you've made up in your store.
I do. I'm so
Yeah.
excited. I've been a pattern making fiend since I got back.
So, you've got are these for fabric? I see Jaina Proudmoore shoulders and Lady Sylvanas.
You could make the breastplate out of fabric,
Okay,
like
there
you
we
could
go.
use like a backing or something. They're set up like a sewing pattern, like they have like the darts and stuff. But they are for foam or Warbla or Pepakura. But that's a pre-cut kit actually, the one that's $40. The pattern itself is cheap, but I'm offering something different because
Yeah.
I get a lot of weird requests, not weird, lovely requests for like, oh man, I don't want to have to buy the cutting mat, the cutting tool. A whole pint of so and so adhesive, a whole gallon of sealer, like whatever they because they aren't sure how much they need. So I was like, dude, I'll cut these kits out for you, and I'll just mail you a stack of ready-to-go labeled foam. You just glue it and paint it.
That's awesome. I like that. I also like your heat gun enamel pin.
Yeah, I'm excited. I mailed two new ones out this week, so I'm excited to have two new ladies joining the Maker Swag Army.
That's fantastic.
The dogs are so needy. This one also would like to be on camera. This is Doug. Doug the shop doggo.
Oh, hey, Doug.
He's a little crazy, though. Hello, guys.
That's Alrighty. Fantastic.
Doug, you got to sit there. He'll climb all over the keyboard. My dogs are very invasive.
So
I'm excited about the patterns. The hardest one that I've made so far, though, is are my Alexstrasza horns. I just finished that one last night, and it's easy to make horns for yourself, but because you can cut it and re-glue it, and it can look hacked up and messy. But making a pattern that someone at a beginner level could make, I was very nervous about, and I think I finally have it like beginner friendly. Thank you so much, by the way, for your Inkscape tutorial.
Oh, you're welcome.
I literally wouldn't have one single pattern without it. Best, like, whatever. I spent $10 on that tutorial or something. Best $10 ever spent.
That warms my heart.
Oh, it's so good.
Of course, we'll have links to all of these wonderful things in the show notes. That's awesome. Yeah, that is really tricky. So we've done a couple of patterns that so props are easy. Props are one size fits all. But the Skyrim armor patterns that we did, boy, that was tough. I had to make and remake the patterns a couple times after building the piece to streamline it all, so that if I handed that to someone, they would actually be able to pull it off.
Yeah, it's like every cut you make, you're like, oh, I could adjust it on the pattern, just hack it off, but then it may not come out the same way. And you don't want to send off a product that you're not like 100% sure turns out just like the image that you're showing people.
So. Yep. Ugh, so for those of you guys at home interested, we have a bunch of free templates on punishprops.com, including the Skyrim Hornsteel helmet and steel armor, who every day I see people making that armor, and that makes me feel happy.
Yeah, and that helmet, Liz made that and wore it to the grocery store.
That's right.
That helmet is all over the world.
I'll see if I can find that. In the meantime, I see your partner in crime, Core Geek Creations, in the chat.
Oh, hello, Eric.
Eric's here, an awesome dude, and you guys have a podcast together.
We do. We're going to record an episode tonight, actually.
That's
perfect. We haven't done one in a really long time.
That's the Craft and Geek podcast. I had to listen to your BlizzCon prep and Rose City wrap-up. Oh, no, wait. I read that the wrong way. I thought it was a BlizzCon wrap-up.
No, that's the one we're going to
be doing. You're recording that tonight.
I feel like I have so much I could say about that. It's crazy. Like, it was just, it's so weird that it happened. It kind of feels like it wasn't really a thing. Like, maybe I dreamt it. I have very vivid dreams. I had a Backstreet Boys dream last night. That was pretty. That would blow your mind. But I don't know. It doesn't seem like it really happened. It was so great. But, yeah. Leading up to it was not so great. Everything about the build and shipping, all that crap across the country, was a nightmare.
Trying to find that. A day in the life of the Dragonborn. That's got to be Liz's. Yep, there we go.
Yeah.
I found it.
She's a silly gal.
So there you go. There's the Skyrim Hornsteel helmet in action in the grocery store and eating fries. Cool.
Oh my gosh, yeah, she's a silly gal.
That's great. Of course, we'll have links to all this wonderful stuff in the show notes. You guys want to go check that out. I was going to ask what you're working on next, but apparently you're making Alexstrasza horns.
Yeah, I'm going to try to make the entire, the whole Heroes of the Storm Dragon Queen set.
Oh my goodness.
Just because I think it's kind of a cool, like, powerful, strong female one. I really love that set. But the horns, I made the horns like to scale on her. A lot of people make this like skinnier dragon horns. Mm-hmm. Well, making them like tapered with a fat base and then skinny took a lot longer than I thought. So
yeah.
I'm like, oh, I'm moving on to a male pattern next. So I'm going to do a guy thing before I finish Alexstrasza.
Okay, cool. Well, they're looking pretty good so far.
Thanks,
good.
Thanks, man. I'm excited.
Those of you guys watching live, if you have any questions for me or Jackie about your upcoming or current prop and costume projects, you can submit those over at punishprops.com/live. I'd also like to take a moment to point out that if you want to keep the discussion going during the week, you can go over to the Prop Tarts page on Facebook, where people are sharing their
friendly place.
It's a very friendly place. People are sharing their projects, asking questions, helping each other out. Let's see. Scott here is got a wall full of props showing how he's displaying all his props. That's really cool. Anthony is working on some kind of dagger. Garrick shared his 3D printed Blade Runner blaster, the new Blade Runner blaster. All kinds of cool stuff. And everyone's posting stuff all day long and being friendly and sharing stuff and having a good time. So, like I said, if you got a really in-depth, crazy, cool project thing you're working on and you want to get feedback during the week when we're not recording live, head on over to the Prop Tart page. Go make some friends. They're good
people. Good place to make friends.
Yeah. What else do we have here? So there's a couple of cool things going on the internet that we want to point out. Did you see Did you see the new Thor movie, Jackie?
No, not yet.
Okay. Highly recommended.
Spidey's eye design is going to be very unhappy that I haven't seen it yet because works at Weta and worked on it.
He's in the chat right now. Yeah. There's a really good article about it, but they did a video over on Facebook. Let me see if I can find that.
Oh, yeah. Didn't you share that today? I saw it pop up on my feed.
Yeah, we did share that today, but specifically, I want to just point out that the Rock character that... that the director voiced, actually. There's some footage in the Weta Workshop video of our pal Spicy Thai Sanit building testing out cool. Yeah. So I'll drop a link to that in the chat as well and in the show notes so everyone can go check that out. It's just really cool to see people I know working on awesome projects.
Yeah, that is really cool.
So yeah, here I'm showing everyone a clip. See if I can skip through and find Sanit real quick. I think I missed it. But anyway, there he is. Everyone should go watch that video and cheer on a fellow prop tart working on some really cool stuff. What else do I have here? More cool things that our friends are doing. Our friends Matter Hackers are doing what they call their Blue Friday sale. A week before Black Friday, they do a Blue Friday sale on 3D printing stuff. So if you need 3D printing stuff, ooh, if you're looking for a reason to get into the game and buy a 3D printer or stock up on filament, they have all kinds of really cool stuff. We also have a link. It's just today, so if you're going to do it now, live folks. We have an affiliate link. You can go use that, and we'll get a tiny cut, which would be awesome. But we just love those guys. We saw them right before we went to BlizzCon. They have really great stuff. I ordered some filament today. I'm running low on ABS, so I was like, hey, I'll get some of that Matter Hackers Pro ABS because it's great. And I got like 20% off, so it was awesome. Or 15.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah. So anyway, link in the chat. You guys can go check that out. If you're looking to get into 3D printing, now's a great time. And finally, more of our cool friends doing more cool things. The Egg Sisters are going to be doing a Q&A on Twitch directly after this show. So
yeah, that's right. It's that final boss, isn't it?
Well, they're streaming on their channel.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought they were doing something with Final Boss TV, but maybe they already did. Maybe. I missed it. I'll have to watch it.
So when this show is over, don't run away because we will go. I guess we'll just raid them at the end of this recording. We'll go do a Q&A with the Egg Sisters, and I believe I saw them in the chat as well. So that's the last thing. If we're ending the show, you guys remind me we're gonna go raid the Egg Sisters. That's all the housekeeping. I think I've covered everything. One more thing. We on the live stream this week, we painted Nerf guns, and I finished mine, so I'm pretty happy with that. Painted mine to look like a Destiny gun because that's how I roll. Fun.
I've never done anything with a Nerf gun since I cosplayed. Not one single thing.
All right. Well,
I don't know. Maybe I should get a Nerf gun. And
when you visit, visit Seattle, which needs to happen, we'll paint Nerf guns.
Oh yeah. Okay, we will. Can I paint mine any color I want? Any color scheme?
Absolutely.
Like Hello Kitty.
Oh yeah.
Hot pink sparkles. I know Brittany has glitter, so
we have.
I'm fine with glitter.
Yeah, we have glitter, and rhinestones and gems and all colors of the rainbow.
Yes. Oh man, it's gonna be so glorious. That makes me really happy.
All right, cool. We're going to start taking your guys' questions. Again, if you guys are watching live, you want to throw some questions at us, go to punishprops.com/live. There's a forum there. Fill it out. Send us your questions. In the meantime, we're going to start diving in and answering some questions. You ready, Jackie?
Okay. I'm ready.
All right, cool. You look ready. Keith is curious about buying cloth, which is something I know very little about. Keith says, what online resources would you suggest for buying cloth materials? Throwing it to you, Jackie.
Okay, so I am the cheapest cloth person. Fabricmart fabrics.com. Okay, it's like Fabricmart fabrics.com. I know that sounds like a scam place. I'm really cheap. I like to spend like $1.99 a yard on like silk charmeuse, which sounds crazy, but it happens. It's this, I guess, big place in Philadelphia that just has massive markdowns because they buy like old bridal houses and suit and tailor shops. Yeah, that's the site. And it's the best price stuff, the highest quality. I've gotten Vera Wang fabrics, Maggie London, Ralph Lauren suit tweeds, and wow. You get them and like they're good quality, which is crazy to me. I thought it was a scam and I was like, I'm going to try this. And it beats everything. Their cotton broadcloth beats Fabric.com's quality, which is, you know, I like Fabric.com. They're fine, but I'm cheap. I don't know. I just like to buy it when it's cheap. I don't want to spend a lot of money on fabric. I'd rather spend it on like, you know, resin.
Silicone,
yeah.
I will say the very little bit of fabric stuff I've done, I've gotten some custom stuff. This is the other end of the spectrum. Getting custom printed fabric from Spoonflower.
Oh, I just did that too.
Yeah.
It is the other end of the spectrum.
It absolutely is, but it's really cool. What's neat is that you can get a sample book from them, and it will have swatches of color printed on their fabric with color code so that you can use that color code in Photoshop to draw whatever you want printed, and then you'll know that it will look like that on that fabric. Because with fabric, when it's printed on, when you stretch it, the printed color looks lighter as it stretches.
Yeah.
So you can get a sample in your hand. Sorry, I hit the microphone there. Get the sample in your hand and stretch it and see how it looks and make sure it's going to look the way you want it to. So no matter what, if you can get samples, like sample books of fabric, that can help you out so much. There's only so much you can see in a picture on the internet.
It's true. But those Spoonflower, the like samples I got of my stuff printed on the fabric, like the $5 swatches, every single one was good, even their cheaper fabric. And I have to say, like, they're chiffon, which is something that a lot of like lady or dudes, doesn't matter, anybody that's making a ball gown really wants like a nice chiffon. They have really, really nice chiffons for like if you need like a Disney princess print or something like that. They're pretty. I got the Pachamari from Overwatch all over some chiffon because, you know, you do that.
I'm looking at Spoonflower right now. They have their fabric sample pack. It's $3.
Oh, wow. That's really good.
Yeah, this one's just, I think, they have a couple of different things. I can't remember. Brittany would know better. But there are a couple of different options you can get for sample things. I can't remember exactly, but we'll leave. Brittany will have links in the show notes for everyone. They're cool. There's another one we got. We got a book. I can't remember. It was all of Yaya's fabrics. We got a book with all of those in it. And I don't know where it is. It's probably up in the summer.
Oh, I didn't know she had a sample book. That's really cool.
Yeah, and they're crazy. Like, those fabrics are just nuts. They're, all crazy textures and colors and super, super cool. Bill's got the right one for the samples. Okay, cool. Yeah, Silent Warlock just got some samples from Spoonflower. Very good. Very good. Cool. Well, hopefully that helped Keith out with his fabric thing. Good
and if luck. You need spandex, Spandex Warehouse is another one too. That's like, you know, it doesn't matter what type of spandex you want, it's on there. Like, you know, diamond studded spandex and pink leopard print spandex, whatever tickles your pickle.
Spandex House Incorporated? I don't
know. Is that what it is? Spandex House. Yeah, not Spandex Warehouse.
Excellent. Links in the show notes. Next question here comes from the Egg Sisters.
Oh, hey, ladies.
They want to know, if you did a collaboration with the Eggs, what would you want to do?
Ooh. So many things. I asked them to adopt me, and they said that was fine. So I'm pretty excited. I'm going to move in soon. I don't know whose bed I'll be sharing, but you know, they can just swap me back and forth until they get me a bed. I don't know what I'd want to do. Anything really. Something that is like three female characters would be cool. This is something that's like a little controversial right now in the public eye, but I like the, or in the public world, the, you know, the Wonder Woman costumes, not the new ones. That's the controversy.
Yeah.
I don't want to wear those.
No.
They look, you know, those girls have great bodies, but that doesn't look like that on me. So I, you know, I'll pass. The ones from the, you know, like the first movie with like fur and the crazy armor chest, like, oh man, I'd love to do like a trio of non Wonder Woman costumes that were like, you know, those armors. I know what they're from, but I always pronounce it wrong. So, you know, that place that Wonder Woman's from. You know how to say it, Bill?
There something.
Oh, it starts with a T. Oh gosh, I don't know, man.
It's suddenly escaping me. Where is Wonder? Hold on, Google. Where is Wonder Woman from? I do. Alexa's upstairs. Themyscira.
There you go.
Themyscira. Yeah. Nailed it.
Glad you had to say it, and I didn't. So. Yeah, I think that would be fun. Something like really fierce female characters. But it'd have to be three, like, you know, we don't have to match, but just like from the same universe. It's one thing to do like tier sets from WoW or something. I don't know. Those are cool, but something that really is like the actual characters are three very specifically strong female characters.
Yeah.
I mean, we could also do like Hocus Pocus and just act crazy. I mean,
that's fine. I think it'd be cool to see you guys as a bunch of Amazons on horseback with spears and bows and arrows and armor. That'd be awesome.
Oh yes, I'll find the horses. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's do this, ladies. You get me the bed, I'll get the horses.
They had a couple more questions. How would you feel about making a Megazord that actually stacks cosplayers together, asking for a friend?
I'd be down for that. Like, that's so funny. Have you guys ever seen that video of the little boy that he is like a transformer and he goes up and like goes back down?
His
costume. Oh, that's like goals, man. I can't. That's crazy though. How did you figure that out?
We would need some tiny people to be the arms, I think.
Yeah.
Yep.
We could do it though.
So get our smallest cosplay. I think Liz could be an arm.
Yeah.
I'll be a leg. I think I'm leg material.
Yeah, I'll be a face too. I'll be a trunk. That'll work out. We can do this.
Brittany could be
like rolling platforms too. Oh,
yeah.
She could be the torso.
Brittany could be the black lion.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is really good.
Spicy Ty says, I'll be the head.
Oh my gosh. That's amazing. And yeah, we can do this.
Egg Sisters in the chat have confirmed we can do this. That's good. Mm-hmm. They also want to know, what is the weirdest commission request you have ever received?
Oh man. I got one recently that was about it was something I had to Google. They wanted to know if I did like humanized animal characters, but it has a name. It's like something in like Labyrinth Masquerade Ball. It's one of those kind of like nymph character things, but they're like based on an emotion, and it was the strangest words, like three words together that I had never seen together in my life, and I don't know what I was like, what is this? I don't know, maybe I can, and I had to Google it, but it was a strange feelings based humanized animal character.
Yeah, I actually never really got very many weird friend requests. I get weird friend requests all the time,
don't we all?
Commission requests. Silent Warlock is curious. Polymorphs, is that what you were being asked to make?
Maybe. It's got something crazier than that. I'll have to look it up so I can find it.
The thing that got me is that a lot of people would ask me to make a gun from like The Walking Dead. And like, I get it, Walking Dead is awesome, but it's just a shotgun. You can just buy them. And I like making fantastical things. I like making stuff that doesn't exist. That's why I like video game things, because it was never built in real life. So making a gun from Mass Effect, you gotta problem solve the whole thing. And you end up with something that looks very fantastical. I never really understood why people would want me to build a shotgun from scratch. It's like, I could just go buy a real one and then like mold it and cast it. But that doesn't sound like a lot of fun.
No, it sounds pretty boring.
Yeah.
For me,
I had a guy, oh man, I wish I could find this. This was a long time ago, but I had a guy asking me to make him a bolt of lightning, and he wanted it to be as realistic as possible. I don't even know what that means.
There are companies though that ask for things like that that blow my mind. They ask for like they'll want like something that's giant, clear, and lights up, and then can transform into a new shape or something. Yeah. And it's like, man, like, I am not the right person. I don't know who, maybe Zeus or something. Like, you're reaching out to the wrong type of person.
I actually once got, I got to double check this. Hold on. Let me see if I can find an email real quick. Yes. Okay. This is someone It's from a SpaceX email address. So someone at SpaceX emailed me because he was curious about making visors for spacesuits. And I was like, dude, you guys are awesome. That's really cool. Nobody wants me building them a visor for their spacesuit. Way am I qualified to build a spacesuit, a real spacesuit for space.
I don't want to build anything that could kill someone, or, you know, they could potentially die if they didn't use it right, or anything for a small child that's heavy and uncomfortable. You know, I don't want to be responsible for that.
So I told
the parents how to do it.
I told him that, and he never got back to me.
Yeah.
All right, Egg Sisters, thanks for the questions, you guys. We'll see you in a little bit.
Ladies.
When your show gets started.
I look forward to our cosplay tower collab.
Yes. Sam has a question. He says, Jackie, what's your current preferred method for sealing foam?
What's yours?
Mine's still latex. Good old poly latex 60.
I mean, I'd say like my go-to and my quick and dirty that I can like wet smooth is Flex Bond because it gives me a really, really, really nice smooth finish. But that's it. Like, it's just, that's probably the only one. I mean, but the problem with Flex Bond is this is my Jaina shoulder set that's for sale in my shop as of today.
Oh.
And it's beginner friendly. Isn't that weird that that's a beginner pattern?
What?
I know. All these little things. It's stuff that you and I, or all you amazing makers in the chat would be like, dude, I would cut this as one continuous piece, like make sure this is all beveled and smooth. But beginners, they don't need to stress about that kind of stuff. You know, there's gaps in the seams, but it's just the you know, this isn't beveled, but I don't want them to have to use a rotary tool. So everything is basic, but this is FlexBond. The FlexBond has, I don't know if my camera will pick it up, but it does have texture. This is like a lot of coats, so it hasn't been wet smoothed yet. So it still has brush strokes and texture. It will get really nice. It's very, very, very flexible, but you know, it still is like a PVA based sealer. So it's just quick, cheap and dirty for
cool.
me. And I can get a result quickly.
And again, that pattern is available at jackiecraft.storenv.com.
Yeah.
Go grab it today. Let's keep moving here. Thanks for the question, Sam. Munster Marcus wants to know, what advice would you give to someone if they were trying to get into a studio for building props and costumes? I've never done that. Well, no, never on a long-term basis. Frank hired me for a job once. But that's not my goal. I mean, I'm running my own company, so I don't have to have a resume, I think. It's kind of, I just do whatever I want, and hopefully people support me. So I don't know.
Yeah, and as Ted would say, our friend Ted,
you
better really want it, and you better be prepared to give a lot of your life away to just work.
Yeah.
Because it is so competitive, and so many people think that they want that, and I mean, you work hard. You work really, really hard.
You also got to be the kind of person that other people want to be around. Like, because you're going to be in a... So I did, like, I worked with Frank Ippolito on a job. I was there for a week in his studio. And in a fairly close proximity to a dozen other people working on a thing. And you got to be able to get along. So being the kind of person that other people want to be around is a huge, huge difference. And if you're not, then you just won't get hired back.
Really yeah. Cool. And this is a really weird specific thing, but you have to be able to give advice when needed or asked, and you have to make sure you don't project arrogance or ego or I know it better, you're doing it wrong on people in a Hollywood setting. Like when I worked on the company that was hired for the Hearthstone Mulligan series that I was subcontracted for, those people were professionals, and it was in a studio in LA, and I sat there and had my earbuds in and just kind of did my own thing. But when I was listening, there are a lot of egos. There are a lot of people really trying to be successful, and it's important that you kind of check yours at the door and do your job. Your hard work and you know, likability or ability to just be around doesn't cause any rifts. I feel like that's a good thing in a big bundle of artists, very competitive artists. Mm-hmm. But you may luck out and get a shop that everybody's chill and humble. But I don't know, man. The professional scene, the Hollywood scene, seemed a little bit. You know, it's just not for me, I don't think.
That's kind of my thing, too. Now, granted, I do want to work on bigger projects with more people. I'll probably bring people in for that.
That's how I feel.
The people,
this is, you know, our people aren't the same. I don't know. It's different. It's just a better bunch. Not that's not. I don't want to say better.
No,
our people.
But
are
it's
our
a different. It's
reason.
A different scene. It's
yeah. It's a different
people
scene.
Trying to accomplish different things.
Yeah.
Cool. Good luck getting a new studio there, Munster Macus. Let's keep going here. Jonathan is curious. He says, Jackie, you've mentioned Cosplay Melee and worked with maker friends from the show. Have you considered being a contestant or a judge for a show like that?
So I was, someone had spoke to me not that long ago about potentially doing something for a show. I don't believe that on a TV or Hollywood level I am qualified or have enough star power to be a judge of anything. Like I and that's not a skill thing. I'm an excellent dog mom. I do nails pretty well, so I've got some skills, guys. You know, like those are TV worthy skills. But that you have to have star power and be super qualified to be a judge on those shows. And I feel like the position that I was that was mentioned to me was a show floor host, like Tim Gunn kind of thing, just like talking to people. And whether or not that will come about, we'll see in time to come. But there is I don't want to compete again. I don't know, man. Like if I competed, it would be like a goofy, you know, just kind of muck around show where we're all just, maybe we're making our own D&D characters and lighting parts on fire because we rolled the dice and we had to, you know, crazy stuff. But as far as like a serious competition, I'm just not that kind of person. I don't know.
I think you did pretty great in front of the camera with all the BlizzCon stuff you did.
Thank you.
At the very least, it was really probably good practice for you, just being literally on your feet and on your toes the whole time. But yeah. Well done. We watched, by the way, not to make you feel self-conscious, but we watched all of your videos after BlizzCon, and we think you did a great job.
Thank you. There was definitely some things that I, you know, after watching yourself, you realize like, oh man, it was super nice though, because Blizzard is such a professional company. After my first day, they brought a guy in the second day to coach me in the morning.
Nice.
He's like, we think you're doing great. You know, their Blizzard, actually, their rule of thumb is actionable response. They don't actually give you criticism. They give you actionable response. They tell you like, this is what you did wrong, but they don't say it like that, but here's how you can fix it, or we're going to help you fix it.
Good.
So they were so nice, and they're like, we just need you to give us an outro and an intro. You're doing great, but you don't really want to, you know, you don't end the conversation. You just kind of
just trail off.
Look off. Just... So they helped me with that. And they're like, and stay looking at the camera and smile until we cut. Just don't just look over and start talking to the next person or look at the producer like, is that fine? Which
okay,
I did.
Oh, okay,
you know.
Okay.
Because they have to cut
just
it.
Just wander into the fountain.
Oh my gosh. And it's so funny because a lot of the people in chat, thank you guys for letting me interview you. I love you guys. It made it a lot easier, but I have to laugh at myself because they're like, you're going to be interviewing the winners right now. It's going to be you got 4 minutes, counting you in 4 minutes. And I'm like, what? 4 minutes? I don't even, where are they? Like, I was so nervous. And I never said one time that any of you won anything. I was never like, this is our first place winner. This is our third place winner. I never said a thing. Like, my friends walk up and I'm like, hey, Mike. You know, hey, guys. Like, what? I just can't believe it. And so it, luckily, you know, they can add lower thirds and things that fix things like that. But dang, y'all, I can't believe I forgot to mention. They're crying because they won. And I'm like, well, I don't know what these guys are doing. I'm just talking to them. So
that's
things
great.
Like that I must improve on.
Well, if you guys, if you went to BlizzCon or you bought the virtual ticket, you can go watch all of that stuff on the BlizzCon website. It's great.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jonathan, for the question. This next one is from Lumen Props. I know your costume can be ruined if left in a hot car or 3D printed props, just saying. But have you ever had a problem with leaving a costume in a cold car? It doesn't really get that cold in Seattle. Maybe if you're in Canada, that can be a problem. The only thing I can think of off the top of my head that cold might affect is if anything in your proper costume is liquid, it could freeze and expand and crack. But I can't think of anything else that the cold would have an effect on.
I deal with heat problems. Well, yeah. Okay, I did have one cold problem, but this isn't like, you know, Antarctica cold. This is just winter here, which is pretty mild. I use appliance epoxy. It's a really quick, really great way to make Warbler resin coated without having to mix and do a two-part resin. It's mm-hmm. awesome. And it's like Rust-Oleum. But if it is 1 degree under what that can recommends, it will not cure for a week. And that is the honest to God truth.
That sucks.
Yeah, it sucks so bad. And I sprayed it in California and it was like 59 degrees at night at Liz's house, or 55 or something, so cold. And I think it was like still pretty tacky underneath for like 3 weeks.
Oh, it sucks.
It sucks, yeah.
All right, so there you go.
Oh, thanks,
some
Ted.
Cold issues. I guess in general, it's a good idea to keep your finished props and costumes at a moderate temperature.
Oh, Jack's props says that cold can affect hot glue connections. Oh, foam. That's interesting.
They have to be super, super cold, though.
Okay, luckily we don't have that.
Yeah. Cool, thanks for the question. Next one is from Jonathan. Have you ever modeled something in Fusion 360 and then unfolded it to create a foam pattern? I haven't done that with Fusion. I've done it in Maya, though.
You love Maya. You're a Maya dude.
That's what I went to school for.
Yeah.
But it's all polygons. Like, that's kind of what that's designed for. You can output an STL from Fusion, and then you could probably import that into Maya. You have to get an OBJ file to throw it into Peppercore Designer. There might be plugins to do that, but whenever I've done it, Fusion is really for like manufacturing and 3D printing, and then the low poly kind of thing you would do for Peppercura is, in my opinion, best accomplished in Blender or Maya or 3D Studio Max or something like that.
Yeah. My friend Logan, he did that for me for my Thunderbird Farah hands and gauntlets. He had a 3D model and then put it into Peppercura for me. So I'll have to ask him how he did it, but that was
now,
interesting. Speaking of 3D modeling, though, Jill, my Obsidian prop moves in with me in 2 days.
Oh, my goodness.
A day and a quarter.
That's so exciting. Very exciting. Yeah. Jonathan here points out that there's a sheet metal function in Fusion 360. That sounds really cool. Mm-hmm. I have no idea how that works, but it's worth investigating. So, Jonathan, it is your homework. Go check that out. Report back next week.
That's really cool. I learned how to do one thing in Windows 3D Builder.
Oh.
So pretty exciting. Yeah, I learned how to cut up a prop, like a model, so I could print it differently.
Oh, yeah. Very good.
Really advanced. If you need a write-up, guys, like...
Yeah, I mean, what do you even need Jill for?
whatever, Jill. Come on.
We're kidding. Jill is a massively talented 3D modeler.
She's amazing. I love that girl. She's so fast. That's the crazy thing. And I'm excited to just sit behind her computer and see, because I'm not completely... She's a triplet, so I'm not unconvinced that like her sisters aren't also here and she's holding them hostage and they're modeling too.
Yeah. Actually, we met her for the first time at BlizzCon. It was very nice.
Yeah, she was really excited to meet you, she said. She felt like she was with like super, you know, super famous, glorious people, which you are.
Let's move on. Thank you for the question there, Jonathan. Zach is curious. How do I get super shiny, real-looking metal finish on my props? Whenever I use spray paint, it looks good, just not shiny or reflective. Do you have a favorite shiny metal technique? I'm going to go dig mine up, but what do you go for, Jackie?
I mean, I always tell people this. Like, there are a lot of things out there that produce a really shiny surface, like can spray a really nice like gold or silver paint, but they could be pricey. But the primary thing is you're probably not prepared for how smooth your surface should be.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people forget that, like, oh, you know, like, oh, I sanded it to 120. That's fine. It can be chrome, you know, and it may not be the chrome that you want it to be, you know, it'll be the chrome that it's going to be.
Yeah.
Just kind of pockmark chrome.
So I did an article over on tested.com a while back going over the shiny metal finish I did for Raze Blaster. And I did okay on this.
I remember that.
I could definitely do it better. There is a level of tedium and dedication and patience you need to have to get that super shiny chrome surface. But essentially, you want to get a black or red. If you're doing gold, you could do a nice glossy red coat and then paint over that with your sprayed final coat. Whatever paint that is depends on a lot of different things, but All Clad makes a lot of really good paints. In this tutorial, I use All Clad chrome over their gloss black, and that got a nice shiny shiny surface. And again, it worked okay. I think that the technique itself was good. The execution is what requires a lot of practice and patience. We're actually planning, we were talking about it today, planning on doing a live stream in the next couple of weeks going over shiny surface, shiny finishes. So look forward to that.
Yeah, and something else I want to mention is, so I, like, for my Farah, it was really, it was pretty shiny for me, for, like, especially what those materials were. Some pieces I put a lot more effort into, and then I ran out of sanding times. So they were just, like, normal, you know, normal smooth with just kind of, like, a satin finish, but the parts that I got the most time and got to be really shiny, I also, before I put a heavy gloss on top, I didn't like the paint. The base paints just didn't have enough metallic flake in them or metallic powders. They're cheap. You know, when you buy an $8 airbrush paint and it comes, you know, 8 ounces, $8, they're not giving you, you know, the good stuff. They're not giving you mounds and mounds of really good pearls and gold powders. So I have just a bucket of that and I mixed my own paint. Mm-hmm. And I used a sprayer, like, as opposed to an airbrush. And I just kept mixing until I got, like, chameleon or gold fleck in my tangerine that I wanted. And that also helps with that kind of reflective thing you may want without getting a chrome finish. You know, it's just reflective. So,
Jax is in the chat. He's curious if I've ever had the all-clad chrome rub off a bit. Yeah, that can happen. The finish, it's a very thin layer of paint that goes on. I will clear coat it with their aqua gloss, which does a pretty good job of keeping that reflective, shiny surface. A lot of times when you clear coat a metallic finish, it dulls it quite a bit. Their aqua gloss is pretty good at not ruining it. Something you can do is, the full process would be, get your piece sanded and primed and nice and smooth, and then put a good black gloss coat on it, and then airbrush on your chrome all clad, and then airbrush on your aqua gloss to seal it. And again, it's glossy. This whole thing is nice and shiny. And then go over that gloss coat again with more of that shiny chrome all clad. And if it rubs through that finish, hopefully it rubs down to the clear and not all the way down to the black. So it's many extra steps, but if it's something that's going to get handled quite a bit, that can help you keep that finish for a lot longer. So there you go. Again, we're going to try and cover a bunch of that in a live stream in the next couple of weeks. Thank you, Zach, for the question.
Thanks, Zach.
Nerdy Views has a question. He says, excluding Adam Savage, caveat, who is Jackie's dream guest for the Crafting Geek podcast? And I believe he asked the same question of Eric, who said Adam Savage.
Yeah, and I was in the chat that night. I remember we both were like, Adam Savage, easily. Gosh, I don't know. Who's on your list other than Adam Savage? Or just makers to sit down and chat with, I suppose.
You know what? Actually, here's someone that people should be following. This is an artist. He used to work at Bethesda. He worked on some games. I don't know if you've heard of this one. It's called Skyrim. His name is Jonah Loeb. And he is a fantastic artist. And what I want to show you is his ArtStation page. Here we go. And I've been talking with him and trying to convince him that we should do some sort of collaboration. So his ArtStation page is amazing. And he does these weapons. If you go to the ArtStation page, some of the weapons are 3D models. And you can look at the 3D models right in the browser. And they look extraordinary. They're so shiny. And the design is really amazing and cool. And so I'd love to talk to him about weapon design, like prop weapon design, because he really, really kills it with this stuff. This thing I'm showing right now is an axe that he built on his live stream, and it looks incredible. So good. So that's my answer. How about you, Jackie?
Well, so I was thinking of it. So obviously, like, dream guests are like Mike Morheim or like Jeff Laughlin.
Yeah.
I mean, but like, that's not maker. They're makers. They're makers of worlds.
Oh, yeah.
And some of the coolest things that I've ever done in my entire life. Other than being born, obviously, that's pretty cool. But Simone Gear. Okay, I always butcher her last name.
Just Yetch.
She even makes Is it yet? Okay. Because I always want to say it like Geert. She's like, everybody in the video, she's always like, everybody tries to say it this way, but it's like this. And so I love her so much. I find her just absolutely fascinating. I think she's really smart. Her soup video, the most recent one I watched, is so funny.
Yeah.
Gosh, man, she's like organizing some resistors or something in the soup, and she just sees it coming. And those robots are so bad, man. I just love them. I love bad robots.
Awesome. Well, basically just everyone over it tested. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's an amazing community. I can't imagine being a part of it. It's probably awesome.
Thanks for the question there, Nerdy Views. Nick wants to know. Nick, who I somehow missed at BlizzCon this year. He says, what sort of criteria do you use to decide if you're going to sell a pattern or offer it up for sale? That's a good question. Jackie? Yeah.
That is a good question, because sometimes I'm like, I want to make a pattern in this. And then I'm like, nobody's going to buy that. Nobody wants that. I picked Jaina because that's the Jaina pattern I used for Hearthstone Mulligans, the chest. And so I thought, I'm just going to run with this. And then I chose Sylvanas because I love Sylvanas. And it's funny because it just happened to be like the business guru god was like, Jackie, make these patterns next year. They will be good. And then BlizzCon, look, this year, like I have had, thank you. If anybody in the channel bought my patterns, this week has been the coolest week of my life.
Awesome.
I've had more support. My patterns have done so well. And I swear it's because of BlizzCon, the timing. And I just, it was amazing. Like it's a really hard thing to choose. I'm going to do a Mercy breastplate, which most people form over a dress form. I'm going to do that because that's a character I see everybody cosplaying. And I'm going to do the male one, though. Like that, the question you're asking me, I've been asking the universe lately. Like, what guy one do I do?
Yeah.
You know? Because what do guys dress up as? I don't know. They wear like Deadpool and Spider-Man, but I can't make a pattern of that. It's not my land. So it's a hard question. How about you, Bill?
Whenever I've done patterns, it's because I needed a pattern for something I was making, and then I just made that available to other people. So, like, the ones that we have, sorry, I keep hitting the microphone. The patterns we have on our website for free, by the way, we have a bunch of them for sale. We're going to put a bunch more in the free section here soon, too. Are things like Ray's Blaster, which was something I just wanted to make, or the Destiny Hand Cannon, because I have a thing for revolvers, apparently, or Malcolm Reynolds' gun, or a different hand cannon from Destiny. it's a thing I wanted to make, and I needed a blueprint for it, so I made one, and then I was like, here, you guys can have it too.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I've thought about that. Like, I have a stack of Mecha Queen patterns, like, because I had to alter so much to be realistic on the body,
yeah.
But I thought, like, I don't know if anybody wants this. And the time it takes to scan all those in and digitize it, like, and then have one person buy it for $20, the whole set of armor, like, I don't know. I don't think it's that cool.
Yeah, most of my people have asked for my patterns for, like, my Mass Effect armor or my Draugr costumes. Like, I just, there's nothing left of the pattern once I'm done making the costume. I'd have to remake the whole thing from scratch and then make it so that it could fit people in various sizes. And at that point, like, I've moved on to the next project already. The Skyrim one was the steel armor we did was an exception because we were hired by Bethesda to do that. So we took the time to make the patterns for other people.
Yeah, I have a pattern I made with my high schooler, Caroline, that she did her senior project. We made a set of patterns for Skyrim armor. And I thought about selling those, but there are so many other people that have the patterns that I feel like that's kind of, again, digitizing it. I don't know if it's worth it.
Yeah.
So ready to offer something new instead.
Mm-hmm. Good question, Nick. And sorry, we miss you at BlizzCon there. Hope you had a good time. Corium9.
Of course he did. It's BlizzCon.
Corium9 had a question. He says, do you have a moment where... he's talking about hoarding as a cosplayer. Do you guys have a moment where you were thankful you kept something against all instincts to get rid of it? The only thing I ever get rid of are like old scraps of foam. And I can always get more foam, so I'm never worried about it. I will say, though, that we have been in this house for 5 years now, and the next time we move, I'm going to get rid of stuff. So ask me that question a year after I move. And I'll be like, there's that thing I threw out, and I should have kept it. Blur. Yeah.
I'm happy if I keep old bottles, like for mixing paint or just like cleaning out any kind of old bottle, but other than that, I've cut back on the hoarding. Ted told me earlier this year, he's like, I don't keep foam that's smaller than my hand. And I tell myself that constantly because I had a bunch of Rubbermaid containers. I still do, unfortunately. I have to go through them. full of foam scraps. And I thought, like, this is crazy. This is like a mad woman. I'm going to be, you know, I'm going to be, something's going to light a fire in the inside, and I'm going to be so heavily padded in and insulated, I'm just going to cook to death. So I have to get rid of foam, but I don't know. Bubble wrap. I'm always happy I keep bubble wrap.
That's a good one. Thing. Yeah. No, we keep, whenever I get mailed stuff, if it has bubble wrap, I'm like, good, keep it.
Yeah. I'm keeping it. I just have to get the foam out of the rubber containers, put the bubble wrap back in those.
Yep.
So.
Imagination Deform is pointing out that the winners, we did a bunch of giveaways on our live stream on Tuesday, or was that Tuesday? Yeah. We had a ton of failed 3D prints that we just hung on to for no reason. So everyone that won a giveaway also got a failed 3D print. And those were just mailed out. That. We mailed them out today. So keep an eye on your mailboxes, everybody.
Wow, I have a bunch of those too, and mm-hmm. I don't know why I'm keeping them. That's a great idea. I would love to send some of these ridiculous.
Yeah.
I 3D printed someone's scanned vertebrae. Like, I found a medical scanned vertebrae, and I was like, I want to see what this is like, and I printed it. It's terrible, you know, as you'd expect, but that would be a funny thing to send someone.
Thank you, Corium9. Let's keep cruising through here. Wizard Dance Party is making Imperius from Diablo 3. He's curious about the wings. This is something I have pondered a lot. Either Imperius or, what's his name? Tyriel's wings.
Yes.
They are ethereal and flaming crazy pants. I have a couple of ideas. I don't know how good any of them would work, though, because you would have to try and spend a lot of time and a lot of money prototyping them.
So, yeah, prototyping is what gets expensive. All the things that you buy and fail. I have that killed me with Feral, all the things that I bought that failed. But yeah, there's a girl I follow, or it's like Silver Ice Dragon. I thought she had this is her. Here's these are really good. I'll link them in the chat. But I like that. I mean, that's a cool method, and I don't think that was too crazy. Obviously, I know that people want to make them like wide and thin like his are. But, you know, just talk to, Steve Yang at Alliance Studios. Just follow what he did. That's probably fine. You know, probably pretty reasonably affordable and not heavy at all.
So my idea, and I would love to try and prototype this sometime, would be to have projectors in the back that shine an animation on a wall behind you.
Yeah.
But the caveats are you have to be near a wall and it must be dark. So.
Yeah.
But if you did it right, it would look right, especially with Imperius, those fiery looking wings. But you couldn't move. If you move, then the wings will move on the wall. So that was my idea. I don't know. Again, I'd have to try and see if it's the sort of thing that's very difficult to prototype in small scale. You kind of have to go whole hog to get in there. Yeah. I don't know.
Tricky. If you figure out a really good way, please.
Yeah.
Tutorial.
Wizard Dance Party. Let us know what you try. All right. We're getting a little short on time here. See if I can cruise through a couple more. Let's see here. Nina is curious. What is the number one technique that you haven't attempted that you really want to try on a future build? Ooh, that's a good one. I want to buy a vertical mill. And then use that for many things and just learn how to mill and do more machining. I'm constantly on Craigslist looking for a decent priced and sized vertical mill. Around Seattle, there are a lot of milling machines that are like $10,000 and won't fit in my basement.
Same cabinet makers here have them, and they're like very expensive. So I think mine's probably the same. I'd like a mill. That would be cool.
Doing a
save
mill.
A lot of time.
Yeah, it's one of those things. Like, I have a decent little machining lathe, which is great. Mm-hmm. I used it today. I had a couple of pieces that needed to fit together, and I made a metal adapter from scratch in, 10 minutes. So if you have the right tool, you can do the right thing quickly and not necessarily easily, but precisely with the right tool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Machining. Let's grab one more, and then we're going to go raid the Egg Sisters. Kathleen says, what was the most challenging costume you've ever made, and why?
How about you, Bill? What's yours?
Probably the Draugrs. There was just a lot of different elements in there. There were electronics, there was chainmail, although Brittany did the chainmail. There was foam, there was cloth, there was painting. The Draugrs were pretty challenging. They definitely took us the longest.
Yeah, that makes sense. Thera is obviously my hardest. Yeah, mainly because I only had like 5.5 or 6 weeks to really do it. And so to do all of that in that amount of time, and I started out with crazy plans that definitely time didn't allow me to finish. So I don't know. I just ran out of time. It was hard. That was a hard one. But it's
Ambitious.
ambitious. Yeah, it was very ambitious. So definitely Farah.
Very good. Cool. Well, I think that's a good place to end it there.
Yeah. Oh gosh, Doug, hold
Oh,
on.
Doug.
Doug,
Chill out,
don't do
Doug.
it. Oh gosh, yanked me. Oh, well, hold on. I want to show you my Alexstrasza horns really fast.
Yeah, I want to see
Don't
him.
make, they look ridiculous. I realize that,
Good,
but
good.
just because they're giant. My hair. What
While
happened?
Jackie's grabbing her horns,
I'm wasting your hair.
thank you
Yeah.
guys so much for
Star.
hanging out with us today. Oh my goodness, those are astonishing.
Doug hates it.
Those look great, though.
Thank you. And I'm gonna sell a pre-made kit too that they stay up on their own. They're mounted in a headband. I bought a bunch of headbands, so the kit will have them with a headband. So that
Perfect.
way, and they're super light. They're really nice. I'm excited. I like can't believe I did it.
I think Ted would be proud.
Ted would be so proud.
Yeah.
I'm gonna attach them to my headphones because that seems like the
That would be
best.
so perfect.
Oh, I'm gonna offer th no more kitties, no more kitties.
No.
This, ladies, oh
Yeah.
yeah, or dudes, anybody that wants to get down, they don't weigh anything. It's fine, guys. You won't, they won't fall off.
That's
This is
wonderful.
such a fun idea, yeah. So,
All right. Well, thank you, Jackie, so much for hanging out with us for the last hour, answering
yes,
questions,
Matt.
and generally being awesome. Again, if you guys go to jackiecraftcostumes.com, you can check out everything Jackie has going on over there,
Yeah.
including a link to her store where you can go check out and purchase some of those patterns as they come out.
And kits, they're gonna be good Christmas presents. If you have like a friend or a girlfriend that you're trying to get to cosplay or anybody else, that you want to give a little gift, you could give them like a pre-package. It'll come in nice packaging and it'll be like, hey, here's Savannah's breastplate or, whatever.
Perfect.
Whatever's next. So yeah. Thanks for having me, guys. I love chatting with y'all.
Oh
It's
yeah,
so nice
thank
like being
you.
with my maker family.
Yeah, thank you, Prop Darts, for hanging out with us, bringing your awesome questions, bringing the content for the show. We will be back again next week with more Prop Live Q&A. That's all we have. I'm gonna end it, but remember, we're gonna go raid the Egg Sisters, and they're doing a Q&A as well. So bring some of these fantastic questions and awesome attitude over there. But until next time, we'll see you next week for another awesome edition of Prop Life Q&A.
Bye, guys.
Bye.